We have made the switch from AM to FM. What a mammoth effort and change after 86 years on the AM dial. One man who adores the FM frequency and has a history with our station is Adelaide celebrity, you could call him, Sean Craig Murphy from SAFM. Hi there, how are you, Sean?
Celebrity. God, you know, the best I've ever got is stalwart. Kind of happy with celebrity.
Oh, look, and also, you're such an extraordinary teacher as well, and you've taught pretty much everyone here at this station. But take us back to when you were first here at 5MU. Was it your first gig?
Yeah, very first radio station. I think it was, I was trying to work it out before, I think 82 or 83. So, God, long time ago. It was amazing. It was a great first up radio station for an experience as a young radio announcer. I remember having great difficulty saying the name of the radio station.
Oh, really?
Well, what they decided to do is they very cleverly put the word music into 5MU. So you had to say 5M music. So, of course, when you first start off in radio, you always over-enunciate everything. So I was basically saying, out of metro. Oh, no, it was more like a, out of metro, 5M music. So, yeah, I just never could get my head around the fact that it was 5M, just 5M music. I still can't do it.
Hey, Sean, I hear that you didn't even apply for the job.
No, it was interesting. A mate of mine was told about the job, and he said, look, do you want to come along for the drive? I said, yeah, sure, why not? Went along, sat in the reception desk. He got interviewed by Phil McAvoy, who's now working at Cruise in Adelaide. Phil McAvoy was the boss back then. Came out after the interview, this mate of mine, and basically they looked at me, Phil McAvoy and the other general manager there, and said, what about your mate? Does your mate want to get into radio? And I sort of looked up at them and went, yeah, because I had a very high-pitched voice. So I didn't have a tape or anything like that. They took me into the office, had a chat with me, got me to read some things, pointed out that I had a really bad speech impediment. And then offered me and the other guy a job, split our pay in half, sacked him after 3 months, kept me on.
Did you get the extra pay?
I did it, yeah, after 3 months I did.
Oh, good.
But we were making very little. We were living in a one-bedroom place and I was in the lounge room. And yeah, and I was, it was rock and roll, baby.
Any favourite moments, any favourite outside broadcasts with 5MU?
You know, my biggest memory, is so weird now, and it gives you an idea of how long ago I was at 5MU. We used to, when we played the top 40 singles in the station, we'd have a box, and basically the idea was that we would play the single at the front and put it on the radio, and then after we finished, we put it at the back of the box. But on Saturday nights, they allowed us DJs to go out and do DJ guest appearances at footy clubs. And, of course, we didn't have the equipment. They had the equipment, but we didn't have the music. They kind of expected us to have the music. So we would take the songs from inside the radio studio. We'd take a whole pile of singles and leave the guy who was working Saturday night on air with about six songs that he would play in rotation over 6 hours. And we'd just basically take our little booty of singles and go off to the Murray Bridge Community Club and be DJs earning $40 for a night.
Wow. Very creative. Does the T-shirt still fit, Sean? You had a T-shirt from back then.
Certainly did. One of my proudest little things. I think this gives you an idea of merchandise back in the day. So merchandise back in that day when I started was essentially someone going and printing letters onto a T-shirt. And I think my T-shirt had the Sean Murphy Show. There was no Craig back then. It was just Sean Murphy. And I remember I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to keep that because this is my first radio station. I pulled it out the other day and put it on, and it was snug. I looked like a Bavarian sausage, but it fits. It fits.
Oh, fantastic. I love it. Now you're doing very well at SAFM and with your radio school as well, and I think you've pretty much trained all of us up here at the station. What do you love about radio? And FM as well. You must be pumped for us that we're moving to FM.
I'm so excited. I absolutely have this incredibly strong connection to 5MU, you know, being your first station. And then, as you said, having so many people who've gone through Australian Radio School who now work at that station. And that station is a really close station to my heart because I think 5MU has always typified this incredible community connection that it has, and the people within the station, and you know this better than anyone, Jen, I mean, the people within the station are just, I mean, they're top quality individuals, really nice human beings. And, you know, to get that inside the station, I think the people outside the station, the people who love 5MU, you know, they pick up on that. And I think it's so exciting that you guys are going on to FM. It's just, you know, you're not going to lose any of your audience. You're going to have all those fans, and you're going to basically be playing on the same field as all the other stations, all the other FM stations. So it's a really exciting chapter.
Thanks so much, Sean. Craig Murphy, really lovely to have a chat with you today.
My pleasure. Good luck.